This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode 111. The sisters are shooting blanks. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
So I'm Pandalicious.
And Magic Mystic is once again stuck in the bathroom.
No, I kind of locked her in there because I don't want to deal with her today.
Dude, you should never lock anyone in the bathroom because then
I drilled holes in the door this time so that she's got breathing holes.
Well, that's good. I forgot to do that last time. Almost suffocated her.
Yeah,
next time I'll be better. I'll remember. Put the holes in the wood, then put the person
in the box or the room or the closet.
Right. Holes first, person second.
Yes.
It's an easy mistake to make. You know what's not a mistake though?
Our sponsors and our site.
Yes, especially because we don't have sponsors.
Well, if we had sponsors, they would be special, but our website is just equally as important.
All right, well, our website is crazily important, which is www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is?
ESH.mobi. That's E-S-H. Oh, wow. I just forgot what a dot was.
Brain freeze.
ESH. Wow, that's really bad for me. Can we redo it? That was really bad.
No, you're stuck in it. Let's keep going. Mother.
All right. Well, then, ESH.mobi, ESH.mobi, the short address will bounce you to the long one. Come check out our articles. Ha! When I write them.
Yeah.
And when anyone else writes them.
Yes.
And you can use a hit us up link if you want to talk to us directly or you have a question you want to post to any of us in general. If you're not listening to our podcast via, iTunes, you can check any RSS read. We have a live stream on our site. And we are part of the All Games Network.
Yes, our show airs on the All Games Radio Network Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. You can catch our show as well as tune into the radio network earlier in the day and catch other shows like Evil Avatar, Super Happy Fun Time Show, Dead Pixel Live, Bobby Blackwolf, Ultimate Quest, Platform Nation, All Games Interactive. Did I say Fantastic Forum? There are all kinds of wonderful, wonderful shows on the All Games Radio Network. So please make sure that you stop by and check them out. With that said, I'm still the only one that's given away a token for
I actually have a challenge. I have a challenge in Soul Calibur. I wasn't feeling well earlier in the week, so I couldn't accept it right away because that would have been an easy win. And that's cheap, and I am anything but cheap. So, Alpha Box, tonight, or maybe this weekend, it's on. Bring it. Best out of 10. See if you can take my token. Yeah, take my token. And
please.
That sounds
ba-dum-bunks.
But anyway,
folks, they're working hard for you.
And eventually, I think if Magic doesn't give it away soon, we should just together, you and I, give hers away.
Me and you, you and me, both of us together. Yeah, we should totally do it if she doesn't give it away. Because, you know, the month of August is almost over. Pretty much. And we can't have August Audience Appreciation Month in September. Kind of a little late. Just throwing it out there. With that said, we've got a bunch of different things to talk about. So, since Magic isn't here, I'm going to be very rare and grab the mic first. Ha ha.
Go right ahead. I'm sick of talking first.
Good. Fine.
Good. Fine.
Whatever. Participate.
Yeah, sure.
Be involved. Be aggressive. Be. All right. Sorry. Cheerleader moment. Okay. So, I am going to PAX next week.
She's going to PAX. I'm going to add drop.
Yes.
To get classes.
By the time you hear this podcast, I will be mere days away from a flight that puts me on the West Coast in the area of Seattle in order to go to the Penny Arcade Expo.
Woohoo! PAX!
First, I gotta say, number one, I freaking heart Penny Arcade. I read it religiously every day. If I could draw, I would beg to, like, draw something for them sometime.
No, you don't even have to draw really well. If you draw and they like your, like, story, sometimes they'll just put it up anyway.
Well, shit. All right, anyway, there goes the rest of my thoughts, so I'll just...
Sorry!
...someplace else. So the fact that they started their Games Expo for everybody as E3 started really kind of crunching it down on how many people could attend its event, I thought was brilliant, actually. Because Penny Arcade, while there is some time specifically reserved for the press opening day before it is opened to the public, it is an expo opened to the public.
Yes.
Which means it is like an E for All, but with big game developers actually attending. Although this year, E for All is actually doing pretty well, and Microsoft is going to be in the house. There's rumor that Nintendo is as well, so now they're just waiting to hear from Sony. So I wish E for All well, because as you know, I'm a big proponent in trade shows, conventions, expos, whatever you want to call them, that are inviting and not limiting. So E for All was kind of like built by the ESA to balance off the fact that E3 was just going to be like, ha ha, no bitches. Unfortunately, the ESA can barely keep people now going to E3 because it's kind of sucking because there's none of us there.
Sucky $2.
But Penny Arcade is growing and growing and growing. They're just about to have outgrown the Washington Convention Center and have to, you know, branch out even further into a larger venue because they have so many different developers attending and so many people attending. So I just want to talk a little bit about some of the developers that are going to be in the house and who I'm really excited to stop by and view some of the stuff that they're coming up
Who's
with.
Who's going to be in the house?
In the house with Ninja Sister. But not Pandalicious.
You know what? You don't have to go there. I already know that I'm missing out on a bed, a hot bed of gamer geek sausage and
Fest 08. It's Gamer Geek Sausage Fest 08. It's going down. There'll be booze, music, party, and video games.
And boys. Geeky boys.
Very, very geeky boys. Oh, so geeky boys.
Slash drool. I love the geeky boys.
Who doesn't love geek boys?
I want to get a shirt that says I heart geek boys.
I want to make a shirt that says I heart geek boys.
Oh my god, we should totally make a shirt that says I heart geek boys down the side, so it kind of goes over the boobs, and then geeks are like, right. Exactly.
So, let's talk about who's going to be at PAX.
Number one,
some of the All Games Radio Network fam going to be at All Games. As a matter of fact, we're going to do some live broadcasting at the end of the day for all 3 days of the expo. So definitely, definitely tune in to the All Games Radio Network.
Woohoo! I'm going to, each of while I'm home, going to...
And I'm pretty sure that there are going to be some things on Justin TV as well. I don't know who's going to have the cam. But
oh my god, I'm going to look for you and be like, that's my sister, to like, mom.
And she'll be like, yes, I recognize my daughter.
Oh.
Yeah. But you should totally get in chat and then be like, ha ha, I see you, sister. And I can be like, ha ha, for not coming. Okay.
I'm gonna.
Oh my god. Anyway. So, in the house, first of all, Activision's going to be there, so I'm...
Woo, Activision!
I'm very excited.
I don't care.
You exploded with so much joy that you actually belched.
Exploding with joy. Yes.
I'm excited that Activision is going to be in the house, mostly because I really want to get my hands on a demo of World Tour. Because...
I want to hold World Tour in my hands.
In those little tiny hands? I have little tiny
my hands. My hands are not... Your hands are tinier than mine.
I have little tiny hands and feet. I'm quite pequeño, as the Spanish would say. But I'm really excited because, at the same time, EA is also going to be there, and I'm stopping by their booth first day because I have to touch Spore, and I have to touch Mirror's Edge, and I have to touch... Rock Band 2.
Oh.
Yeah. I really mostly just want to kind of be able to be hands-on with both drum kits and...
Oh, I want to have my hands on drum kits. Oh! Sorry.
But I'm
I had to go there.
And I'm also kind of curious as to how their new guitars are going to kind of compare up. You know, the Rock Band 2 guitar is supposed to be an improved Fender. Right off the bat, it's going to be a wireless Fender to start with. But I really want to compare it to the Rock Band guitar because they're staying with the Les Paul, but they now have a slider area, so they're definitely kicking up the difficulty of the game. And what I'm afraid of is that they've kicked the difficulty up too much. So I'm really looking forward to kind of play with both of them and compare them hands-on. Unfortunately, Activision on the show floor is nowhere near EA. Or Harmonix. Coincidence? I think not.
Of course not.
So it's going to take me a while to get back and forth between both places, but I'm definitely looking forward to it because I love rhythm sim games, and I think that these two are really going to kind of really throw the gauntlet down and get a whole lot of people much more interested in learning music and learning how to play real instruments, and I think that that's just ultimately a great thing to come out of video gaming. Spore, obviously.
Wait. Gaming leads to real life skills?
Shut up. Dude, I know. It's totally like, oh my god. But it does. I mean, they've done studies that, you know, playing rhythm sim games actually improves motor hand-eye coordination skills. Not speech skills, obviously, because I can't speak. But it does improve hand-eye coordination and... the rhythm sim games actually have been helping children with math because they're having to identify basically mathematical patterns. How many note sequences are coming in and how fast are they coming every time that they repeat? How many sequences are in a phrase? So it actually has improved some of that stuff. So, yes, video games, not so much a complete waste of time.
And then there's Dance Dance Revolution, which teaches people how to move their feet in a way that they could break their ankles, but don't.
No, Dance Dance Revolution teaches people that there are some games you really should just not play unless you're Asian and weigh 90 pounds.
Or you're white and emo.
Yes.
With that's big pants.
That's pretty much it. You can be white and emo.
And you can't be black with big pants, because
no,
then...
No. Pretty much, in order to play Dance Dance, you need to be Asian... And, like, under 100 pounds. Or white emo boy with something.
Or girls. Emo girls are really tight pants, chains. I've seen some emo girls do some serious legwork.
Wow. Anyway, I'm going to get back on track.
Soda.
You should not. Also going to be at PAX. Generation Gamers, so I want to pop in and say hi to them. They've been a great, great friend to us over at ESH, and I'm glad to see that they're going to be in the event and actually have a booth, so I'm going to stop by there, say howdy, and all that stuff. I'm also looking forward to a couple of other games. Sega's going to be in the house, and they've got Valkyria Chronicles for the PS3 that they're going to be showing off, as well as, and this one even surprised the shit out of me, Yakuza 2 for the PS2.
Wait, Yakuza as in the Japanese mafia? Yakuza?
Yes. So remember, if you ever played Yakuza 1 on the PS2, it was a pretty damn good game. They're going to make a sequel. And the PS3 came out. Everybody thought the sequel was going to be on the PS3. According, unless this is a typo, according to my press release, it's going to be PS2. So yes, PS2 games still coming out.
Woohoo!
Also, there's going to be some people on hands to talk about Mad World, which if you haven't seen anything about Mad World, stop living in a cave. Imagine playing a video game designed like Sin City.
Hey.
And there you go.
Hey.
Yeah.
Will you throw me a light down here?
Oh.
The cave's kind of dark and I can't find the exit.
You want me just to throw you a rope so you can climb up out the cave?
I didn't know the cave was a pit, but if you feel like a rope is necessary.
Well, you're pretty much, from what I can see, at about a 25-degree angle, so...
Okay, well, then a rope
you might
is
need
fine.
To, yeah. Why don't you come on out the cave?
Let me crawl out of this cave and ask you what the fuck you're talking about, because I don't have a slight clue about that.
So, Mad World is a game that's under development by Sega, and it's pretty much designed in the vein of a comic book, very much like Sin City, very much in the Frank Miller style. So the entire game plays as a dark, cel-shaded, black and white game.
Okay.
And it is loosely based in comic realm. It is tight looking. So I am desperately looking forward to getting more information. It's not going to be playable. At PAX, they will have some looping video of it running, so I'm looking forward to seeing more, hopefully some new stuff that hasn't been shown up on some other websites, but Mad World's going to be a killer. It's going to be a killer. I just need to say that. It's going to be hot, so yeah.
Oh my god, it's going to be so hot.
Yeah, it's going to be so hot. Midway's also going to be in the house, so I've got to go over there.
Midway, our house, in the middle of our street.
No, it's more like in the middle of the convention center. I mostly want to go over to Midway because I'm hoping that they're going to have the DC versus, my brain just drew a blank.
Wow, I had a blank. You had a blank.
It's your fault. You did it.
Blankety blank blank blank.
Yes, Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
Do you think that's going to be crap?
Well, that's why I want to go over to the booth, because from the video that I've seen, it looks like a solid fighter.
Okay.
But I've edited video, so I know that you can edit shit and make it look awesome. That's like freaking the premise of like one of the episodes of Entourage on HBO. We've got a shit movie, but the trailer looks awesome, so we've got to sell this trailer. Otherwise, we're screwed.
Right.
Okay. So I'm kind of like 50-50. Like, I think that Mortal Kombat versus DC has potential, but until I get it in my hands, I can't say that, you know, I don't think that it's not going to be crap. I've been so abused in the past by Midway on Mortal Kombat games.
Have they raped you without giving you dinner, at least?
It's not that they raped me, but, you know...
Have they been kicking you in the shins, and then you have to go to soccer practice?
No, they've mostly been putting cigarettes out on my hand.
I was about to say, I'm like, did they put pudding in your bowling ball holes again?
No, they didn't put pudding in my bowling ball holes, although that was funny. But no, they've been burning cigarettes out of my hand going, oh, did I hurt you, baby? I'm sorry, I won't do that again. And then they do it again.
Okay, that's called lawsuit.
I said they've been abusing me. So I don't trust until I try. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, then do it.
So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also really wanting to see what Sony actually has to say and do. I haven't received anything from them.
They're not going to tell you anything because you don't like them. And they don't like you.
It's not
you.
That I don't like Sony. I just think that they really kind of messed up. I'm honest. There's some things that Microsoft does that's completely fucked up. The same thing with Nintendo. If the, Nintendo doesn't hurry up and come out with some kind of way to build in hard drive support to the Wii, they're not going to come out of the number two spot. It's just, it's not going to happen. And you can't tell me that you can't make it happen, because there are flash drives now. I think it's either Hitachi or Samsung that has a solid state flash drive and up to like a 64 gig capacity. With the size of WiiWare, you put one of those in a damn Wii and there's no way that you would run out of space for the length of time that the Wii is going to be around. It's just silly not to put some kind of small laptop size hard drive into the Wii. For those people that already have a system, I would not feel bad about buying a little companion, as long as it stands up or even latched onto my existing Wii, that would give me storage space other than having to buy and swap a bunch of little SD cards that I'll lose like crazy when I travel. It's just stupid and it needs to be fixed.
Fix it!
Period. Microsoft needs to get off the pot. Okay, the HD war is over. Blu-ray won. Suck it up, build it in.
Suck it up, build it in? That sounds like something.
I know, it doesn't sound so dirty. But in all honesty, if you really are trying to market your box as being an entertainment system now, to compare with what Sony is doing and what Nintendo is doing and what Apple is doing with the Apple TV and integrating that with a computer, then suck it up and allow your box to play the next gen of media. If it is a next gen console, it should be able to do it. Nintendo also needs to do the same. They need to allow for downloadable content, digital content. Rather than building in a player, they could just allow for downloading of high definition content. But again, that still comes with storage device, has to be there. So there are a lot of things that Sony's done well. I think that them including the Blu-ray player and really making that the focus of selling the box was the best way to sell the box. Because there were a whole lot of Blu-ray players, and still on the market right now are a lot of Blu-ray players that are just too expensive for consumer use for just being a movie player. But you tack on the fact that you can video game on it, you can play your music on it, you can play digital content on it, you can move back and forth pictures to it and use it as a centerpiece on your high-definition TV, I think makes it a solid entertainment box. But it needs better titles, and it needs better implementation of the technology that's in the box. That's my main complaint about the PS3, is that there hasn't been a lot of great implementation of what the hardware can do with the games that have been released on it. You know, Microsoft doesn't have a rumble, you know, force feedback feature in their controller, so its hardware has pretty much been pushed to what it can do. I like that. I like taking advantage of what your box can do and then pushing it a little bit further.
Right.
I don't think that Sony's done that.
I like pushing my box further.
Oh, God.
But you know what I meant. I just wanted to make it sound suggestive.
It sounded suggestive.
I'm one of those moods today, everybody, if you haven't figured that out.
Oh, I think they pretty much got it.
Tee-hee.
You know, so I really feel like this next year is going to be very telling for us in the console wars. I don't hate Sony. I think that there are a lot of missed opportunities. So, you know, I mean, we're coming up now on the 2-year anniversary of these consoles being out, the next gen boxes. If we're still 2 years out and you haven't pushed your console, your hardware, to its limits, if really the major innovations that you've done has been to up the hard disk storage of the box, I got a problem with that. Either it's too difficult to develop for, it's cheaper for people to develop on other boxes and so they're moving to it, or you're just making it so difficult for people to get their foot in the door to work with the system. Something is off someplace. And because of that, I'm not seeing a lot of innovation from Sony when it comes to the PS3 on the gaming piece of it. I think home is a great type technology and idea. I love the community building piece of that. Haven't seen it yet. Still not ready. Okay, 6-axis. I was really interested in how the force feedback and the motion control was going to work.
Uh-huh.
And it took a while to get it to do what I wanted it to do. You know, in most games I wound up turning it off because it just made things so much more clunky and so much more difficult. recently Rumble was added back to the controllers. And I miss that when it's not there. I like that, you know, little bit of feedback in my controller when something thumps, or it helps me be more immersive. So I don't hate Sony. I'm just not in love with what they're doing. You know, it's not like I hate them. I hate what their actions are.
You just, if you had a choice, like on date number one, date number two, and date number three, and you knew Sony was date number two, you definitely wouldn't choose two.
I probably wouldn't choose date number two.
Okay.
Probably wouldn't. But who knows? I like an underdog. So, like I said, I'm really, really hopeful to see what they bring to the table. I want Sony to do well. I want there to be good, strong competition between the big three, because that breeds better game and gaming experience. When it's a lopsided competition, you don't get a lot of creativity. You don't get a lot of explorative things happening. You don't get people pushing each other to be better than what the last guy did on the last version of their game. It's just, yeah, we rock. You can't touch us. Woohoo! You get complacent.
Yes, I understand exactly what you mean.
And I think that the worst thing for the industry, especially right now, is to be complacent anywhere. So I'm hopeful that PAX is going to kick that in the ass.
Uh-huh.
So with that said, I'm going to let you guys know that interesting thing going to happen. I'm going to be doing the podcast all by myself next week, because I'm going to do a podcast based on my first day at PAX. So
by myself. So I will not be here next week.
No, not on the podcast.
Not on the podcast.
So you better get it out right now. I'm going to hand you the mic of 1,000 truths. Talk to the people. Tell them what you want to say.
Awesome. Okay, here it goes.
Slow. Slow.
Okay. All right, I can calm down. Well, because I'm worried. I'm not going to get my normal slot next week. Okay, fine. Currently, what am I reading? For one, yes, pandas do read. We go to college, we have glasses, we can see letters, we read on occasion. I picked up Watchmen. I got it at Barnes & Noble's. You can find it if your Barnes & Noble's is cool. You can get it on Amazon. I mean, if you really want to find it, you will.
Right?
I'm only maybe a third of the way in. Oh, my fucking God.
I told you.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love the fact that finally heroes are being, like, beaten up and they want to know why. I like Rorschach. I like the fact that his face changes every fucking time. It is a trip. I saw a butterfly, I saw a rainbow, and I saw a dog getting hit by a car. Oh, wait, that's the first scene. Anyway, it's captivating in the sense that it's realism mixed with surrealism, and you're like, what the fuck? And you're like, oh, yes, give it to me! And then you flip the page, and it's something completely different. And then there's, like, hero rape. And you know me and rape.
Yeah, you're like this.
We're like this. And which is, you know, for those who really want to know, it's really far apart. I just like to make it sound like, because I mean, I don't enjoy raping. I don't enjoy being raped. And
Jesus Christ.
I don't know why I even went there. But anyway, I liked it. I'm going to continue to like it. It actually kind of reminds me a little bit of Transmetropolitan, which is something I think I wrote about like half a year ago. And let's see. What am I gaming right now? Because I've decided I'm going to do little elements of all the things that I love the most. Right now, I've been playing Geometry Wars 2 because I finally realized that I needed to buck up and get it. And all of you guys in all games who have like insane 29 million point scores, if I had junk in the center of my legs, I would tell you to go there and partake in a smoothie. of a lot of fiber. But obviously I don't, so please don't.
Did you just tell
la.
The all games?
But I like it. You know, you pretty much get six different ways to play the game. You know, you get deadline, which gives you 3 minutes to get so many points. You have king, where you can only shoot when you are inside these circles. And the circles have to be blue. They turn green when you're in them. When they're green, all the little fucking geometry shapes of all crap sizes, they can't harm you, but you can't stay in one forever because it turns red and it begins to shrink. And you only have one guy. I actually like King. I have a high score in King.
Good for you.
Then after King, you have evolved, and you have certain rules that you have to pretty much, you know,
abide by.
And you get four spaceships, three bombs. You can get more bombs depending on your points. Then you have, what else do you have? You have pacifism, where you can't shoot, you can only dodge. And let me tell you.
Duck, motherfucker, duck!
Yes. It blows. It blows
so
giant
is the
dog.
That Gandhi would play if he was playing video games.
If Gandhi believed in, you know, the riches of the world to have a TV, and then that TV had the, you know, connections to be able to put other things on that
you
TV.
You don't have to draw out the picture. It was a cheesy joke. You could have just let it go.
Oh. Well, anyway, if he could play it, then yeah. But the thing about pacifism is the really funky thing about it is I unlocked this achievement called Wax On, Wax Off, which is where you have to rub your ship along the four corners of your grid.
Dude, I like to rub my ship on the grid.
You're being chased by all these blue diamonds, so you're kind of like, you know, at first you're kind of like, that can't happen, what the fuck? Well, it can. It can with a lot of practice. So I got it, and I'm like, woohoo, wax on, then it's like, do it again. And I'm like, fuck no. And like, you know, it's really hard, but it's really fun. Then after that, they have waves, which they're these little arrows, orange arrows, and they pretty much go up or down, left and right, and they go back and forth. And you pretty much have to, you know, make it through all the waves. And as you go and you do that, you know, other shapes will show up. So not only are you dodging the waves of arrows, but then you've got all the other geos that are coming after your, like, sweet, pale,
ship ass.
Yeah, exactly. And then last but not least, my personal unfavorite sequence. 20 levels. And you gotta get through them all, and they each have a distinct pattern. Once you figure out the pattern, it's a lot easier to get through it. You get bombs, but it's really not wise to use those because you need them later on. If you die in one round, you get sent to the next one anyway. You only have four ships. So after four ships, wherever you are is where you are. If you make it through that level, you get a little king, you know, a little king symbol because you made it through. But if you get it wrong, you get next. I hate sequence. I hate it so much. It makes me want to punch babies. I hate it. I love the fact that the Geo Wars games are pretty much based in playing with your thumbs. So, back to all those joystick lovers. Here you go. Here's your game. Woohoo! Your thumbs are going to get exercise. You're going to be able to do that kung fu grip that you've been dying to do for weeks. Here it is.
Oh,
do it.
Oh, okay.
And now that I'm done with my element of what I'm reading.
And now for something completely different.
Yes. Well, you know how way back when I felt like I was going to be truthful with everybody and I was going to bring things in on time and I was going to be ready to share my anime knowledge with all of you fine people.
And then you lazied out and
then played Wii Fit. Yes. Yes, indeed. I'm going back to what I originally promised several months ago.
Oh,
and you know,
so that means that you ran out of stuff to do and you decided to pick it up and do something.
I'm sorry that I waited so long. But, however, here it is for you. My take on Speed Grapher.
All right, tell people what Speed Grapher is, because, you know, it's been a while, so they probably forgot what we were going to do.
Speed Grapher is an anime. And it's totally an anime that at first I didn't think I was going to like. It only cost me $10 for each of the two volumes that I own. So I was worried that because the drop in price would mean, oh, probably not the best made, probably not the best story. I was fucking wrong.
Granted, how wrong were you?
Fucking wrong.
Okay.
So wrong, I had to fuck. Yeah, I went there.
Wow. Well, it's fitting when you think about the series.
anyway. Yeah, it actually kind of works.
Yep.
Because pretty much, if you're not being fucked in this game, you're getting fucked. I mean, not game. If you're not getting fucked over in this anime, you're being fucked. And then once you're fucked, you get fucked over. So,
pretty much.
Hey.
Prefacing this, this is probably an anime that Magic actually likes.
Yes, she does. See? Her and one of her friends have a big, deep discussion about all the turmoil and the fucky angst going on.
Yeah.
So pretty much, here's your scenario. You've got your tortured black hero, famous. If you think about it, Byron made black heroes famous. If you don't know who Byron is, if you're not old enough, wait till you go to college. They'll make you read his shit. Then you'll understand why everyone loves Angel from Angel.
Yes.
The dark hero.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so troubled, but now I'm doing the good thing. Good for you, David Boreanaz. Back to the point. Back to the non-brooding point.
You need to not drink soda.
I need to stop drinking soda. Anyway, so here is your dark hero. And his name is Saiga. Tatsumi Saiga. He is a war photographer. If you haven't figured that out, that's when someone who takes really good pictures goes to a war place and takes pictures of death and famine and probably some rape, probably in the background, so he's not really sure that he took pictures of rape, and maybe even some happy resolution.
There's a lot of rape going on in this.
But anyway. And you see him, and you see flashbacks of him back at the war, and you notice that there's something a little off about him. Because he's taking pictures of this poor guy who's being shot by, you know, the heroes or an army. And he's taking pictures of every time that he gets shot. So at one point he's missing an arm, and then he's missing part of his shoulder, and then part of his face is gone. And then he's a bloody pulp on the floor. And as these army guys walk by him, one guy looks at him and goes, "Oh my god, dude, you totally have like a boner," and runs away and shoots some more. So then you realize, this dark character has a weird kink in him.
Yeah. Weird kink is kind of an understatement.
He gets off, or he gets massive erections, but only when he's looking through his camera. So he's a little perverted. I already kind of like him. Anyway, back to the present. He's doing his photography thing. He's making do's with what he has. He really doesn't like what he does, obviously, because he secretly desires to take pictures of big bloody masses and get big bloody erections. And he has a friend who's a cop. And it's really funny because all the other cops, you know, they wear, you know, suits and ties. Not this chick. You know, she's got to wear pink with, like, leather near the boobies. And, like, you got to see her flesh on the sides. And she loves her gun. She loves her gun so much that she can't fuck without it. She can't fuck without her gun. He can't get hard without his camera. They are the perfect fucked couple. Not that they're dating.
No.
She pretty much rapes him.
Yeah.
Or at least tries to.
Mm-hmm.
In the few episodes
multiple
that I've seen.
Multiple times.
You know, so, and at one point she steals her camera because she's like, you know, you can't get it up without the camera, so you have to come see me. And pretty much when he does come to get his camera, she pretty much handcuffs him to her, and she starts rubbing herself with her gun. Yes, I know what you're... I know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go rub myself with a gun that probably has bullets in it. I'd probably pull the trigger and my leg would come off. But that's just me. I don't play with guns.
Don't play with guns.
So anyway, our lovely tortured hero, I can't get it up without my camera guy, gets a tip about this group of really sick rich bastards with which, you know, no offense, a lot of the bastards who are rich in anime tend to have some serious, you know, disturbing kinks about them.
Yes.
You know, they like to torture people, they like to be in orgies, blah, 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 blah. Oh, God, I just totally did a Magic Mystic by saying blah, 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 blah.
You did.
Anyway, blah, 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 blah.
And blah, blah, blah. So
blah, blah,
here
blah.
We go into
but anyway,
the hidden...
He manages to sneak into this secret society. And, I mean, it's made of politicians, actresses, I mean, top-notch, cream-of-the-crop people. You know, and it's kind of, you know, in each room there's some sick fantasy going on. And as long as you pay, like, the 300 million yen for your, you know...
membership fee.
Your membership, you can do whatever you want. And everything gets covered up. So you're like, okay. So, you know, he's not taking any pictures. He's absorbing it in. But he manages to come across the, like, the ritual room. And of course, you're kind of like, oh no, what happens in the ritual room? Well, the VIP of this club, you know, once in a while, one will get chosen, and they will stand in the middle of this altar, and a goddess will descend from high and will grant them whatever their sickest desire is. Now, it's really funny because I kind of feel really bad for this goddess chick because she pretty much kisses, like she descends, like she actually kind of, you know, materializes and descends from the ceiling. So you're kind of like, oh my gosh, is she actually a mystical like being? But you know, she's not particularly.
No.
And she pretty much descends and she kisses, you know, people, and then their sickest desires come true. So you're kind of like, what? Really? Is that how that goes? Okay. So of course, you know, our lovely tortured artist is looking through his camera and sees a pit, you know, sees this goddess descending. And of course, he gets turned on and he snaps his camera. Probably a bad idea because you're not supposed to take pictures.
Nope.
All the real members know that, you know, it's all private. You're paying for the privacy. Who wants pictures? So they decide that they're going to kick the fuck out of him and most likely kill him. And they're these big dudes and they totally hack up his shoulders. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the goddess walks up to our lovely tortured hero. And guess what she does?
Guess.
She smooches him. And therefore, gives him the power that he secretly desires. And you want to know what that desire is?
Go ahead, tell him, they're never gonna guess.
He wants to blow people up with his camera. He wants to bring death with his camera.
And, you know, and most importantly, capture that last second of death.
On film.
Yeah, on film.
So of course, you know, when she kisses him, you know, and he gets these powers, you know, he pretty much gets hacked up and they think he's dead because the head of this organization doesn't think he's a euphoric, which, if you pay attention to the series, are all people who get their wishes granted by the goddess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, they become superhuman. They become kind of like, you know, Highlander. You know, you could beat them up. You could rip off their limbs. They don't die easy.
No.
And the only way to kill them is to cut off their head. So they're truly kind of like, you know, the Highlander series.
Except they're all batshit insane.
Oh, yeah. There's a dancer, a ballerina dancer. He's a dude, and he desires to be super flexible, and he can turn himself into, like, a ball. And he's fucked up.
Breaks a little kid's arm.
A little girl's arm. Not even, like, a little boy. Like, a little girl's arm. And then there's the diamond bitch. Who I'm a little, you know, iffy about because, you know, there's so many titties. There are titties everywhere in this. Titties. Titties in the opening, titties in the ending, titties all throughout it. Titties.
Wait, there weren't titties in the ending. Like, the actual end.
Yeah, but there was always titties near the end.
There was titties up to the end.
Yeah, titties till the end. But this chick, you know, she's very superficial, and her desire was to be made completely out of diamonds. So it's like, okay, so she can change her form, and she's, you know, she's pretty much diamond, which is kind of hard to capture on film because it's see-through. Do I sense a twist? Just a little bit. But they get her. Or he gets her enough that, you know, he wins and he saves the girl. And the girl is being tortured by her mom and her mom's being fucked by the head of the lead guy. I mean, everybody's fucking everybody. This is just everybody's being fucked.
Everyone except for the chick that is the Gagas, who is Kagura.
Kagura's
is
not
fucking
anybody.
Kagura.
But she's kissing everybody.
Right. But she doesn't have any memory. You gotta be specific. She doesn't have any memory of doing any of that. She's in this, like, trance-like state that the guy that runs the group puts her in. He whispers in her ear and she passes out and then she goes into her goddess phase. So she has no clue that she's doing any of this stuff.
Except her dreams in the morning. She's always like, are those just dreams? And you know, and of course the guy's like, of course they are. Why? We would never let you do that. You're the prestigious daughter of the da 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 blah blah.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway,
it's just
insane. Like, I really wish I had bought more of this for $10, because I bet if I go back to Best Buy now, that stuff is going to be fucking expensive. And we all know I ain't got no job.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick up and finish for you because I have the entire series. You don't necessarily have to go back to Best Buy to pick it up. If you have iTunes, you can actually buy Speed Grapher.
Yeah, but I don't want to buy it on iTunes. I want it in disc form to put in my wall.
Here's the thing. You've got a big ass screen computer. You could, lay down on the bed in that room and turn it on and then use the remote.
Oh, yeah.
Lay
down.
Duh. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, big duh. What's interesting to me and the thing that I liked about Speed Grapher was that through the entire arc of the story, you basically have this guy who is reluctantly protecting Kagura. Not so much because he gave her the power, but that he feels responsible that she's being hurt. Like, he is such a douche that this pure and innocent thing is being treated so awful, he feels like he's part of that.
He wants to set her free.
And so he really just wants her to kind of be able to be free, figure out what the hell she wants to do for her own life, but that's it. So there are times where the cop who wants...
Chick.
Yeah. That
the cop that likes to bone with the gun.
Yeah. Gets so jealous that he's spending so much time trying to protect this girl that at one point she actually betrays them.
Oh.
And they nearly, die. And it's just this back and forth, and there's about several different twists that happen, especially as you start getting towards the end of the story. And I won't give it away, but what
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it either, because I've already been told what kind of happens near the end.
Yeah, but there's basically what you believe or what you're made to believe is the story and what's going on. Turns out in the last three episodes, completely not to be what you think is going on. And you're like, holy fucking shit, dude. That's totally fucked up. What gets really interesting is about halfway in, you start realizing, Saiga starts realizing that the more he uses his power, the more he goes blind.
You know what they say about too much pleasure, male pleasure, it can make you go blind.
So literally he gets to the point where he has to decide whether or not he's going to keep taking pictures, because any picture he takes, even when he's not trying to kill anything, anytime he looks through a lens and snaps it, it blows whatever he's looking at to bits. So the thing that he loves to do, the thing that gets him off, will also cause him to become blind and not be able to do it at all eventually. So then he has this struggle of whether or not he should continue to use it for good or bad or evil at all, because he will eventually go blind completely, and there is no return from that. So it's like the power that you're given basically eventually corrupts you and bankrupts you. Because all of these powers, like the guy that wanted to be super flexible, became super flexible. But then there was no perfection in his dance because he was perfection. So there was no enjoyment in the dance anymore. You know, the chick that became Diamond, she wanted to become Diamond because her husband had put them into debt so much because he just wanted to give her fine things, that she wanted to become Diamond so that he wouldn't have to work so hard to give her that stuff because she truly loved him. Even though she knew he couldn't give her that stuff, but accepted it whenever he gave it to her, and then he worked himself to death.
Yeah.
So that's why she had no joy in being Diamond.
Right. So and that's why she ate that chick's finger off with the fake diamond.
Exactly.
On it.
You know, and so it's just
be fighting for diamonds.
You know, the thing is that it's really interesting because Speed Grapher kind of points the finger at be careful what you wish for. Because for every positive, there is this
big, overwhelming,
nasty
elephant of negative.
Yeah.
Just waiting to squat on you.
But it involves sex and death.
Sex, bondage, death, murder.
Kill. And we don't yet know whether or not somebody actually raped Kagura or not. Because there's one episode where it's kind of hinted at Maybe, possibly.
Someone's entered the Forbidden Temple?
Yeah.
Someone's been in the vessel!
So, you know...
All right, who tainted the vessel?
It wasn't me. Dude, totally it wasn't me.
Totally not me. It.
I did not do it. I did not hit that.
Not it.
Not it.
That means magic did it.
Magic did it.
Damn magic it. Tainted the vessel.
But I definitely think that you should check out Speed Grapher. Just don't get a, hey, you should check this out from a friend of yours before you're going to fly on the plane and buy all of it in iTunes to put on your iPod. And then while you're sitting on the plane next to a parent and their very young child, start watching it and then go, was that just an anime titty? Yep, that was an anime titty.
That was some girl playing with her female junk.
Yeah, with a gun.
In the opening.
And I should probably not watch this next to this 8-year-old on the plane.
See, I would just be like, hey, Sonny. It's like, you want to know what you're going to like in 7 years?
You would check not. This out.
Oh, yes, I would. No, and then Ash Mom be like, Pandalicious. They're like, sorry. And then he'd probably be like, I already have it on iTunes. And I'd be like, oh, you pervert.
You need to get off the soda. You cannot handle your caffeine.
No, I can't. I can't hold it.
What I would like to ask you is, now that you've seen the first couple of volumes of Speed Grapher, what is it that you like most about the story?
I like how sick and twisted it is. Like, the fact that, like, I knew from what I was told that, you know, he was going to get the power to pretty much kill and capture death on film. And I got that. I mean, I like to take pictures. Granted, I don't want to blow people up with my camera.
Right.
But, you know, I kind of like seeing how the most simplest of things can become so sick and twisted. Mm-hmm. Because I myself am sick and often twisted. And, well, it gave me a warm sensation inside.
So that being said, there are a bunch of different places that you can get Speed Grapher. It's not a warm and fuzzy tale.
It won't leave you going, it's a wonderful life.
No, it won't do that. No, not in the least little bit. But the animation style is wonderful. The action is fast-packed. Some of the dialogue kind of leaves a little bit to be desired, but there are moments that are very poignant in it, and that's one of the reasons why I did like it.
I like that word, poignant.
But only after I was able to get past the... Yeah,
rape?
She did actually...
Rape, bondage,
no,
and the
sister
that like to cut people's limbs off?
Dude, anime rape...
It is okay.
It doesn't bug me. It's not okay. It doesn't bug me.
Well, I don't anime see you holding
gore.
Up science on rape is wrong, even in anime. That's right.
Anime violence.
Like, they're animated.
I'm just going to keep going. Anime violence doesn't bother me. It does not. But senseless use of sex and violence in whatever medium, it just doesn't really do anything for me. Like, if the violence involved pushes the story along or is like a character of the story itself, then I can be like, okay, all right, I see why that had to happen, and because it made this, and this happen, which made this happen now in the final act of the movie or the book or that kind of thing. I get it. But if it's just like, okay, so we're going to beach, and later on we're going to go dancing, but hey, look, there's some titties! And that guy's balls. Okay, now let's go dance. And the titties and the balls have nothing to do with anything else in the movie. Then I'm just like, okay, that was useless. Same thing with an anime. But
okay.
I feel like in Speed Grapher, it's not just extraneous sex and violence.
It's not just titties and balls.
It is
There's
actually, this, they're actually parts and protagonists of the story. Basically, it kind of boils down to those inner perversions that people just get so scared of letting out because of being socially unaccepted, allowed them to be manipulated, and ultimately what ended up happening was because of that stigmatism. So ultimately, what I took from Speed Grapher was let your freak flag fly, or you might wind up dead in many little pieces. And broke.
Yeah. Broke with no job, with junk in the trunk.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. All right, so you got anything else for people?
No, that's it. I guess they'll have to deal with this for a whole week.
What do you rate it?
Since, you know, so far I only have the two volumes, and I definitely want to watch more. I feel like I'm addicted. I'm going to give this a 4 out of 5, since I need to see how it ends, even though I know how it ends. Like, I got to see it.
Okay, well, I'm going to give Speed Grapher a 4.5 out of 5. I don't think that it's a perfect anime, but even for all the stuff that was in it, I truly, truly enjoyed it and enjoyed the story. And it's the reason why I still own it and just haven't pawned it off on anybody, so... Well, let's see. We talked about packs. We talked about a bunch of different video games, stuff that we want to get, stuff that we want to see, stuff
that we want to try. And we talked about something that we read.
Talked about something that you read. I didn't actually talk about Watchmen. I don't have to. It's fucking awesome.
Can't wait for the movie. I hope it holds up.
Yeah, that's the only concern that I have right now.
Frank Miller, I believe in you.
I believe in Frank Miller.
I believe in Frank Miller.
So, with that said, I think we covered all the geeky stuff. Pretty much.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So keep visiting us on our website, people, www.electricsicilia.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short one will bounce you to the long one. Check out what we're talking about. And if you have any questions, you can comment on those actual articles, or you can use our hit us up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check any RSS read, any other podcast searching engines, and we're also part of the All Games Network.
Our show airs on the All Games Radio Network 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, Monday evenings. So be sure to catch the show, as well as some other great shows on the All Games Radio Network, like Super Happy Fun Time Show, Podcast Nation. Did I just say Podcast Nation? I meant Platform Nation.
Podcast Pickle. That's where my pickle is.
I'm not even going there.
Podcast pickle.
I will go to All Games Radio Network to listen to Bobby Blackwolf's show, All Games Interactive.
We miss you, Scott.
Fantastic. I totally miss Scott. Fantastic Forum, Ultimate Quest. I mean, there are so many great shows. Evil Avatar over there on the All Games Radio Network that you should check them out, as well as us. The Audience Appreciation Month is almost over. One token's been given away. There's another one on the table coming from Panda and one from Magic, which we may just leave her locked in the closet and give it away ourselves. So, if you want a chance to get some free goodies from the goodie bin over at All Games Radio, which there are Xbox games, PS3 games in there, t-shirts, DVDs, there's all kinds of fun stuff that's sitting in that goodie box.
Goody, goody, goodies!
You better get in on it
now. Like a pair of ninjas. Beep.
Okay, well, with that, I'm going to have to call this podcast Toast.
It's Toast.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to fucking eat it because I'm fucking hungry.
Okay.
What are you going to do with yours?
I'm going to eat my toast as well, but I don't need to fuck it in order to eat it.
I didn't say I was going to fuck the toast. I said I'm going to... Oh, wait. I didn't say I was going to fucking eat it. Not fuck and, as in fuck and eat it, but fucking eat it. Like, I'm going to, like, ferociously rape eat it. What am I talking about?
What is it with you and rape? I don't... Okay, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out.
Bye. I'm so embarrassed.